Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Game Busters podcast. We are continuing on our ill-advised journey through every video game movie ever made. This is video game movie hell. I think we're on episode 12, maybe now, or 13. So we're sort of settling in. I see a long road ahead of us, but we're getting into it. Everyone, introduce yourselves. So Felicia and Jess are here as usual, of course.
Hello.
Hi.
Jess, you gotta deliver me something. Ounce more of enthusiasm.
Hey guys.
I would prefer a hey guys, actually. Ryan, hello. Introduce yourself.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Yeah? Does anyone ever want to say anything about themselves?
I'm done with the lawn.
Okay.
For now.
Just to get the... Ryan, would you describe yourself as a gamer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I am equally reluctant. I understand.
Unfortunately.
We're going to start this movie. It is mercifully 90 minutes long. This is based on a video game that no one's played about zombies.
It was a nightmare.
Wasn't it an arcade game?
It was a Sega arcade game, yes. Victims. It was a light gun game.
It all started a few days ago.
I bet a bunch of kids lost it in about 20 seconds and then went to go do something else.
This music sounds a lot like the music they used for the Resident Evil movie.
I saw it on the Wikipedia page. He's used a lot of bands that he likes, in like German bands.
Yeah, this is very, very Eurobeat here.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm leaving the Matrix, but in 1999.
You got the looks, but not much between those ears.
I love that they've copied also the, like, unenthusiasm of video game
Greg's
voice
girlfriend.
Acting in this voiceover.
Son.
Karma thinks she's Foxy Brown.
It sounds like he's doing an impression of Edward Norton in Fight Club.
X. We broke up a few weeks ago so I could study and she could fence.
She
loves it. I don't see what it's
called. I used to fence.
Yeah, did you have to break up with your boyfriend to do it?
I didn't have a boyfriend, but I would have.
It's like that scene in Whiplash when he breaks up with his girlfriend and he's talking about fencing rather than drum. It says here he
doesn't even go five. I was a foil fencer.
It doesn't sound like she's talking, does it?
No.
No, but it also reminds me of I Know What You Did Last Summer. It's got those vibes.
Yeah. Mark Altman and Dan.
You know, it's a good sign that they did voiceover there, because the original take, like, that means they brought her back in because they were like, that was actually too bad for us to put on.
That didn't sound good enough. Familiar, though.
I also want to comment that, like, I think Sega was apparently hyper involved with this production. They're like, we're going to ensure quality by being very
involved. Were they at the wrong production?
Maybe.
That's why it's so bad.
Oh, wow, they're at a Sega party. Interesting.
So yep.
This is
what a Sega party looks like.
I was about to say, this is actually what E3 looked like in, like, 2005, though.
Yeah, that's true. Unbelievable. He's dressed up like I would dress up my son as a sailor. We're hoping to use your boat. You crazy? How much was this to make?
I don't think so. $13 million to make. Yeah, forget it. It earned $10 million in the box office. Why? They always Which is surprising more. It was that
you
high
know what
to
they
be
call
frank.
This island? The United States Marine Patrol.
Stand down. What?
Shit.
Stand down.
What are you gonna do?
Sorry, what I'm
got to do what the lady says. Got to lay out of posture for a while though. Delay us for how long?
Well, I imagine they're looking for guns, drugs, who knows what.
Do you think this German captain is?
That's only if they don't find
us. Because I think he might be.
How much to lose him?
Simon, sorry.
Why are they so desperate to get on this island?
Are they transporting something illegal?
Who's talking? Alexander Hamilton, Ben Franklin, or you?
Wow, the line delivery is just stunning. I think he just handed him $3, but
yeah, it was like those didn't look like big bills.
Definitely a one.
If you don't hand somebody $1 and they don't get your point in a quick way, is it not enough money? Like, that's what I do.
So he's just paid them to run away from the police. Moving out.
Over. It's not. Why would he be able to get away?
It's not like you don't know what Bob was.
But I would have done it for free. Bob is giant. Also, they have an American flag. I love it. And that man's accent is nondescript.
No, I was born and raised here in America.
Can't blame her for still getting letter from me, can you?
Jesus. Great. I met you 5 minutes ago, man.
Some people are like that. Though.
That's true. I will go to the baby. Oh my god.
Oh.
Wait, oh, it did say there is strong nudity and a language in this.
I'm gonna have to censor this.
Sega was heavily involved in this, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Sega's idea. Well, that's
cool, baby. Did he take off his pants, but he's still wearing a shirt?
Come on, you big wimp.
Yes.
Profanity, severe, violence, gore, severe, sex and nudity, moderate.
Moderate?
Right? And intense scene, severe. It's just boobs, you know. Everyone has them.
That's true.
They clearly don't want him to take off his shirt. I imagine they've told her to, like, undress, and then the guy started doing it as well. They've gone, oh, no, you're all right, mate. Keep your shirt on.
I don't want to see
that. Sega fans don't want to see it.
Put little Sonics over her chest. Whatever you say,
baby. Like a thumbs up Sonic, yeah.
Also, he took his trousers off and then sat on the sand.
Yeah, sat on the, not the sand, the hard rocky beach. I'm imagining like the director sitting in his chair like, hey, sweetie, take off your shirt and swim around a little bit for me.
That water looks gross as well. I would not be diving in there. She's gonna stink of like swamp water now for the rest of the party.
Yeah.
What's happening right now?
What's this for?
It's for your protection.
It's okay, I'm on the pill.
It'll ward off.
What?
I'm glad she's
not how any of this works.
Right. I'm glad she's not in her body, I guess. I don't know what to say.
Maybe that's what Sweden used for contraception. They just get the cross out and they're just like...
That's what it's... A media?
It's like a tiger sound every time there's a zombie around.
What kind of sound do you want to play? I can just growl on the microphone. Get me a tiger! Matt,
where are you?
I wonder if this is a reference to one of the things in the game, probably, just the house there.
Well, I think this is the house, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And there's the dead.
Yep. I've definitely played this game in arcades before, but, like, I have no memory of it besides zombies. Like, it is one of those just rail light gun shooters where you just walk forward and shoot zombies. They're not alive.
Yeah, well, and then sometimes there's, like, a woman with a baby, and she's like, ah!
Yeah,
and you
and then
don't shoot her.
She takes her shirt off and swims around a bunch.
Yeah, all these women are just walking around topless like it's normal in their world. Like, everyone walks around topless.
You know what? Hashtag free the nipple. Let's normalize this.
Although,
I would argue that for a German film, this is like the normal amount of nudity I would expect.
I mean, but none of the men are topless. Just the women.
No, none of that.
The little 2003 gamer kids... We're not interested in the male form.
Matt? I can't believe that this movie was intended for children of any kind.
Matt? Oh.
Matt! Oh my god! No!
The dream? No.
No.
Okay.
Oh, there's the dream. That's weird.
Smart enough not to get involved with the likes of you, bro.
These guys are brothers, then?
They look very similar.
Yeah,
I keep on getting them mixed up.
Yeah, they look super similar, so maybe they are supposed to be brothers. That would make more sense. Or did they just, like, pick out two identical white guys out of a lineup?
They're, like, wearing the same outfit as well. They could have at least wore a different shirt or something.
Would you have noticed that What the fuck? I feel like I'm having war flashbacks. The girl with like the cardigan and everything, like, is that what you would have worn to a Pacific Northwest winter Sega party?
Maybe so.
But that's, I mean, in the UK, if we're going to a party or something, we'll wear dresses and stuff, and no coat.
What about the kids? We can't leave them alone. This is a bad island.
I ain't waiting around for him. Not if you have a chance to slip back past Casper. You better keep unloading.
Are you just gonna like run from the Coast Guard forever? Like, what is this plan?
This is it now. The fugitives.
So far, the captain's accent is my favorite thing about this movie.
In this world, the Coast Guard does like a catch and release process where, like, you know, he can get caught a bunch of times and they're just all right with it.
They got paid $3 to become fugitives.
I think something bad's happened here.
Yeah? Those other two girls are like sharing a single brain cell.
Well, they sure as hell did not go to 7-Eleven to get more booze because the keg is...
Would you like... I know this is every horror movie. Like, cheers. Would you like not be alarmed coming here to this?
L'chaim.
Yeah. There should be somebody here to greet you, you know.
Are there any of you? We're on the island where the rave of the year is supposed to be happening, but it's completely
deserted. We're at the Sega party, the rave of the year, and there's no one here.
Simon cannot survive on. There's not one person dressed as Sonic.
That was the rave of the year, and there was only like 10 people there.
Okay, so those two are gonna die while having sex.
Problem is, there's never a big strong man around when you need one.
Nice. Yeah, what a way to die.
Yeah, death by snooze now. I think... Quick.
These candles are all lit. And these candles have just been lit.
Yeah, nothing's burnt down.
Yeah. I can hear you, idiot.
I feel like all of her dialogue is being dubbed over.
Piss is all. Yeah.
This beer's gotta go somewhere.
It does seem like it. Hell, man.
It's gotta be some sort of jungle cat.
It's a gorgeous night. Why don't we play for a little while, shall we, ladies? Can you imagine being a fast zombie? What a weapon. That's what kind of zombie I wanna be.
I think that's, what is it, 28 Days Later, right? Has the very fast zombies.
Well, these zombies, like, run in circles around people like a velociraptor.
You get Chris Pratt in there to be like...
Yeah! No! You don't understand them!
Oh, no.
I can control Alice, nature! Are you done yet? This movie really feels like it was like filmed in 3 days and then cut together by the end of the week.
I mean, at least they actually have a boat.
That's true. This is a real boat. I can't argue with that. Is that... Emperor Palpatine? I am...
Is that the Necromancer? Yes. Maybe this is a D&D movie after all, and there's just like a necromancer.
Well, the candles are lit. Nobody's like, how did these torches get lit?
You may not want to believe it, but those are reanimated corpses, just like out of a fucking Romero movie.
Oh, they even referenced the movie.
A Romero movie, you know, like the Holy Trilogy, Night, Dawn, and Day? They say he's gonna make Twilight.
Do they not have, like... Do they not have the rights to say Night of the Living Dead?
Yeah. Part of the
rave. Wasn't a stunt. Alicia.
You know what? Simon says, let's get the hell out.
Why would you think it's a stunt when you found bloody clothes?
It's a stunt. This is really fun, guys. Yes,
down at the beach. A stunt for what? To just scare you?
Why did she say that sarcastically? Like, yeah, down at the beach. Like, we have a boat.
We gotta get out of here while we still can.
We're not leaving without them.
Okay. Let's go. I would actually leave those two.
Yeah, they kind of are a waste of space. I know it's mean to say.
Right.
They left you all to have sex.
They're trying to make sure nobody falls asleep by, like, hitting us with 1 second.
Yeah. Clips of them it's almost like a jump scare when it happens. It's scarier than the rest of the movie.
It's the scariest thing that's happened so far in the movie.
The Tom Cruise smile and the Rain Man brain.
He just saw the biggest underwear model in America, if you must know.
Oh, congratulations.
That was a weird conversation.
Sure.
It seemed like he was getting, like, all jealous about her current boyfriend.
Yeah, but why?
When he's met her, like, 2 minutes ago.
He's a gamer, maybe?
Greg, Cindy!
Please, do not do that.
Liberty.
Her name is Liberty?
Justin.
Well, she is really red, white, and blue.
He's not wet enough.
Dude, what the fuck happened to you? I was standing there, and then all of a sudden the banging, and then the freaking thing fell over, and I was stuck inside. Shit.
So all you need is a porta potty to protect you from the zombies.
It's very funny. Who are you? Where's Sin?
I don't know, bro. You tell me.
We gotta go find her.
They should drag the porta potty with them.
Sort of like a...
Yeah. Like I was... Oh,
holy
God.
Shit.
What the fuck? Wow, look at that. Okay. Oh!
So, wow. Amazing slow-mo panty shot.
The Coast Guard's here!
She's still alive?
Yeah, this is the first time. Never fear, the Coast Guard is here.
The Coast Guard protects the country from all threats.
Both foreign and domestic.
It reminds me of that scene in Jurassic Park where like, shoot her!
They're super broken up about their friend being killed in front of them.
This girl's upset.
Oh, finally, we're upset about that.
Yeah. She's in shock. Oh, now... Oh wow, really moving on here, huh? Really taking advantage of the situation.
That's who I want to be when I grow up.
The Coast Guard? Or...
No, the necromancer.
So apparently they used this movie in the House of the Dead 4 game as like FMV sequences, which are not tied to the actual gameplay.
Incredible.
Yeah. This is a really good, powerful IP.
That's actually thematic because parts of the game were thrown in this without having anything to do with anything.
Are the zombies in the water? Are they all like breathing out?
Right. Why do they give off bubble? You know, I bet eating people would give you gas. Oh.
Ooh.
Can we go home now? Please.
We are doing that literally right now. We are going to the boat to go home.
He has him by both hands. He could bite him. But he's like strangling him. They're just like evil. They're not hungry. Yeah.
So he got bit though, the captain.
Fucking
yeah.
Zombie bastard!
Yeah.
You're not gonna fuck with us again, are you, asshole?
Do you become a zombie by being bit in this world, or does that guy have to? Ugh.
Are you a doctor?
Did he spit acid?
Are you a doctor? In med
school, huh? At least you're not pre-law.
A hearty joke at the expense of lawyers.
Is that a bite?
I've got to get back to the.
If they know about Night of the Living Dead and zombies, why are they not worried about
leave us here?
Are
we going looking for the cavalry?
No, you're coming with me.
Me? Why me?
Are you a doctor?
That's a great question.
Are you wounded?
No.
Can you use a gun?
Well, I can.
That's why you. The boat took a mile or so to the beach. We'll climb aboard and come back for help. Understood? Come on.
Greg, my name's Greg.
Come on, Greg.
I didn't ask.
Your first mate seemed to know something about this island. What was it?
Nothing but old wife's tale.
Like The Walking Dead?
Yeah, I was about to say, buddy.
Well, best I reckon the story goes, there was once some crazy Spanish padre.
Are they gonna kiss?
Come closer, Captain. I cannot see your face.
I think they are.
Are you afraid?
Also, I like that they're speaking English.
Yeah.
That's nice of them.
You know why I was banished from Spain?
Sexual tension between these two.
There is a weird
God.
Amount of kiss.
What has God done for you?
Kiss.
They have more chemistry than Angelina Jolie and Gerard Butler in The Raider 2.
What if they did a nice hand tree?
May he have mercy on your
soul. I love camaraderie.
The castle way to like the grunting.
Falling the sands into the limey.
What?
They never made it to their garrison.
I don't understand.
They all murdered the crew of the San Cristobal, enslaved the natives of this island, and killed whoever came here ever since.
Tight.
Some say it still does.
Wait, hold on. How did they get from Spain over to Washington?
You ask me. It's just a bunch of smugglers and cutthroats looking for ways to scare people off.
Well, how did they sail from Spain to the west coast of America?
Job,
Well, I'm pretty sure it was British ships that were exploring the Northwest Passage, so Spain could do the same.
Can you imagine, like, having to
drop his flashlight?
Did you see you just drop the light?
Yeah. Grab his gun. And just shoot it wildly at nothing. And drop the gun, too.
Wait, wow. Why didn't it have any ammo?
Liberty should have had the gun.
I agree.
Oh, just like Frodo.
It's Lord of the Rings.
This
looks exactly
this
like
is the same thing. This is the same. Put on the ring. Put it on.
Put it on.
Don't do it.
Hey, this was 2 years after that movie came out. This is a clear homage to it. What?
What?
Is that like the kill screen from the video game?
All that was left was his gun.
That
was my
There's like no rhyme or reason for when these happen. I'm going in that water.
What is this?
You gotta be kidding me.
This is why you had Casper on your ass all night? You're
just
smuggling
Cuban cigars?
Yeah. Other things.
Still hard at work smuggling, I see, Victor.
Don't you just wish you could prove that, Jordan?
What are these?
These fell off the back of a truck.
We just found them. You're sitting on the beach.
Yes.
Right.
Crazy, huh?
I'm not going to worry about that right now. We've got bigger problems. My patrol boat's been destroyed. My first mate is missing.
Who said size doesn't matter?
Oh, funny.
Yes. Yeah.
But mine's bigger.
Okay, that was pretty funny.
Mossberg 500.
Incendiary
shells.
Saving the best.
Why do you need incendiary shells?
Is that real? I thought that was a video game thing.
There you go. Everyone had to use their weapons.
No.
No, we're teenagers.
I want Liberty to be like a fucking expert marksman.
Oh, she's the dual wielder.
Dual wielding.
Have you ever fired a gun in before? Here's two.
What?
It's like the Nickelodeon slime that came out of it. What was that muzzle flash?
What? I love how everyone's aim is perfect.
And there's no recoil.
Stop.
The grenade!
A grenade! Are you kidding me?
Into the well?
Why?
For... like, were they coming out of the well? They didn't show any of them coming...
Oh,
no, somebody,
what?
One person pulled out of the well.
Sorry, they're all leaving now. Whoa.
What? Why? When? How?
Come back again.
starting the song over again. What?
New song to start.
Now they're all freaking out? What? Flashback.
I'm
still like
understand what's happening.
Yeah, keep looking the way they rap is really flashing.
It's the worst it's been so far.
Yeah.
It's like
no.
Real bad.
It sounds like it's over.
MacGyver. Are we done?
Maybe.
Hurry!
Ah! Oh my God. Fuck! Yeah, they're chopping her legs, and she's missing them.
All right, well,
she's dead.
Oh my God!
Is she bleeding out at all?
She is bleeding.
The zombies gave up. It's okay.
Look at me. Casper, look at me. I need you to look at me. Okay?
No,
look
she's in shock, boy.
Look at me. You saved us, okay?
I love you.
You saved us.
How much ammo do they have? Well, I guess it doesn't matter since they don't have to reload.
Well, they were running out. That's why they've suddenly, like, lost again.
I'm sorry. I couldn't see that while I was having a seizure.
Yeah. Better light more candles.
You've been very brave tonight.
You know what? The weird thing is, I'm still enjoying this more than Resident Evil.
I actually am too. Don't kiss him. He's gonna bite her lip.
Rudy, what happened?
Why does it matter what happened? She's dead. I didn't save her.
It's not your fault.
It was my fault. It was my fault.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb to say something wasn't your fault when you weren't there.
Did you see him rip her apart?
It absolutely could have been his fault.
I will say, like, on looking at this on a basis of, like, just film production, this is definitely the worst thing we've seen, but I'm enjoying it a lot more than a lot of the movies we've watched.
Yeah.
Whoa, wow. Everybody's...
This progressed quickly. Wasn't she with the other guy?
Sure. I guess it's like, oh, we're all gonna die, let's make out, you know, like, 80s summer camp horror movie rules.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kirk. You need to take a look at him, he's getting worse.
I made out with him a little bit, but... Oh, this is Kirk, sorry.
How you doing, Captain?
There's nobody to kiss me. Oh, I love the lighting here. It's just like, it's the one that only can be created in a studio pretending to be outside.
Just a scope.
She is just progressively losing clothes.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, whistling is so creepy sometimes.
Is the necromancer gonna come in whistling and swirling around a sickle or something?
Where has he been this whole time? He's just been lurking in the forest.
Yeah.
Gonna kill you.
Kirk is
dead already.
And now comes the fall. The low points for the hero.
See you on hell, boys.
Everybody get down!
God, what a terrible fucking mentor.
Thanks for destroying our fortress.
Get out of here, everybody! Yeah.
He couldn't
have done it. That was so unnecessary.
Further inland.
Lock the door!
Come on, hurry, hurry!
I had trouble getting that lock on the door.
What? What is that?
Gunpowder.
It's gunpowder.
Well, it's a good thing we can use it, right?
The only way we can use
no.
it is if we
do you have a musket?
Yeah.
No, it's useless because someone would have to be here to... I'm going to the lab. I'm going to see if I can find something.
I wonder if that's foreshadowing anything. Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah, never.
Didn't you guys have dynamite, and which comes with a fuse?
I think he just used it to blow himself up outside.
Well, but he had a bunch of them.
Yeah, like they had loads of sticks stack. In it. Unless he just lit them all at once.
No, it's a fish, I think. What the
wait, no, there's
one guy who's just shoot the tank.
There was a whole man in that tiny fish tank.
No, it's
no,
just
it was like a spinal cord.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how it wasn't harming anyone though? It was
right.
In the tank, and then they shot it. Who's this again?
Greg? The one who was lost by the Coast Guard lady?
What?
Why is he all mysterious now with like the sword?
Oh, it was wearing his face.
Oh.
That's actually fun.
Yeah, that's funny. I guess that makes
sense. He hits like a cat. Body parts.
They will serve me well for a long time.
What?
Beautiful. You're delicious.
How long do you think it took him to learn English?
You created it all, so you could be immortal.
It seems like he already knew it pretty fluently 500 years ago.
Yeah, when they on the Spanish boat, they were all speaking English to each other.
We just talk about that. It was just like, you've combined all their bloods, so you can be immortal. Why? And he's like, to live forever.
That is a lot. A lot of the times when people are trying to become immortal, they want to live forever, I found.
I've been waiting for you for a long time.
You're the first person with nice skin to come to this island in 500 years.
I just want your flesh.
How did he do that? Whatever.
What?
Was there just holy water on the table?
I like how you had like an immortal necromancer, and the answer to their problem is to chuck a grenade in there that no one's thought about what to do until now.
I love that he like took extra time to close the door behind him, like that would stop the fire blast. He's definitely not dead,
fuck,
right?
Was close.
I can't believe it just happened.
No.
He's immortal. He can't die.
Isn't it nice to know someone wants you for your body.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Depending on what they want.
Man, I hope they notice him.
We gotta get to the beach, come on.
Running after them.
When
she ran out, she just thought, oh yeah.
Why was...
She's fencing, that's why.
They came in all sorts of sizes, thing.
Holy boobs!
No, you missed your boobs. It's okay.
I didn't expect. No! What?
Oh, that killed him. Oh. I guess not.
Is this the end?
Yeah.
The air guard?
Yeah. Maybe electronics started working after that guy died.
This is the government.
AMS?
This is Umbrella.
It's the
American
military.
Inside. Advise of any contact with reanimated
complex.
Maintain alpha alert.
Looks like she's alive, unless she's like looking at Marie.
Who are you?
Around.
Who are you? We're here to rescue you. Oh. Thanks. She okay?
No!
She look okay?
I mean, shouldn't you ask for a stretcher?
What's your name? Yeah. What is this, like, Men in Black ass ending?
Rudolph? Here? You got a last name? Kurien.
Is this supposed to mean something to us?
I feel guilty because of what happened. It was a nightmare. So many dead, so many victims, and people that were my friends. And now we go home. Me and Alicia, or whatever she is now, whatever I've created.
What?
God ain't love a bitch.
Is this love?
No, he must not.
Oh, he brought her back. She did die. And because he understood what the guy was doing, he used some of it.
I see.
So, that's an okay. All right.
Well, that's...
At least it's not boring.
Yeah. Now, the thing is that I saw none of this cast comes back for the second movie, so I guess...
No, it's...
I guess the consequences of that will never be known.
Incredible.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, that was House of the Dead, I think. That was a movie, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm almost sure it was. All right, quick review from everybody. Felicia, what are you thinking?
I'm giving it 3.5 hand hooks.
3.5 hand hooks. That's pretty high.
I'm giving it 2 hand hooks, honestly. Yeah. I don't know. I know you couldn't watch that fight scene, but that was pretty cool.
I would give that like a 3 out of 10.
I'm gonna give it
like 3 thralls out of 10. Yeah. Oh.
It's just I don't think it was the worst film on the list.
No, I don't think what, so.
Wait, what was the worst on the list?
So far, right now, Wing the Commander. Lowest one is Wing Commander.
It's higher than Wing Commander for sure.
Wing Commander, Street Fighter, and Mortal Kombat are all tied.
Yeah. Well, I think Mortal Kombat Annihilation is down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would actually put this above Resident Evil, I think, and below Mario.
Yeah, I definitely, like, didn't have as much, like, fun laughing about this as Mario, because, like, you know, Bowser was a dinosaur in that one, but, let me think. I think I would put this above... Actually, I agree with you. I would put this between Resident Evil and Mario. I think that's a good place to be.
Yeah.
I thought that this movie actually had some good ideas. Shockingly.
There was some,
what ideas did you like?
Yeah, it was... It almost, like, had, like, a plot and stuff. That was...
Yeah, well, I don't know about the plot.
It was close.
I didn't like some of the filming ideas, but I appreciated the creativity.
Yeah.
I also will say that I think this movie like squarely falls into like, you know, like a good bad movie. Like,
yeah.
If like I was with a group of friends and like somebody was like, "Hey, let's watch this bad movie." I'd be like, "Yeah, I can sit through this again." And like,
yeah.
I have a feeling like the second movie is going to have no relation to this one.
No, I imagine that the second game has no relation to the first game.
That's probably true. The second movie is not on this list because it wasn't theatrical. It went straight to the second channel. Alright, well, anyway, let's wrap it up. Thank you guys for joining us. I'm excited to head back to the world of fucking Paul W. Anderson and Mila Jovovich and their hot, edgy take on Resident Evil.